A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Aduluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and prayers, let's consider the Word of God from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Endurance. This is a very critical issue in the life of every man of destiny. Every man of destiny must be a man of endurance. The Bible in our passage of consideration says that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. We have witnesses, as the Bible makes clear to us in Hebrews chapter 11, men of faith, men like Abraham, like Abel, who walked with God, like Abraham, who walked in faith, and very many others who obtained the promises of God for their lives, who stopped the mouths of lions, who endured issues, pains, and troubles like Joseph. They endured so many things to arrive at their destinations. And so the Word of God is making it clear that if you and I must arrive at our destination, then we must be men and women of endurance. You must be a man of endurance. You must be able to endure if you must get to your place. And so we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. Witnesses, those who endured and those who got to their places in life and in destiny. Those who arrived at their places in glory. We are surrounded by the testimonies of these men who endured shame, who endured pain and sufferings. Some of them were even killed for the faith they held on to, for their belief in God. They were martyred. And so the Bible says, if we must obtain great testimonies and get the recognition of heaven, like these men of faith, then we must also lay aside the weight and the sin that easily ensnare us. There are weights in life, and there are sins that easily ensnare us. Every one of us knows where he is being ensnared. Everyone knows the lust is grappling with. And so the Bible says we must lay aside the weight. This weight may not necessarily be sins, but they are weight. They weigh us down. They hinder our race. They slow down our journey. And of course, the sin that holds us down, the sin that makes God to turn his eyes away from us, as he did to his son Jesus on the cross when he bore the sins of the whole world. The Bible says we have a responsibility to lay this aside. We must lay them aside and then run with endurance. We must run with patience. Don't forget, endurance is key. If you must get to the place that God has destined for your life, you must be willing and be able to endure the sufferings and the pains and the challenges and the lack and the insufficiencies and the troubles of the hour. You must be able to endure them. You must stand firm, immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. You must not give up or caving in the face of adversity. In Proverbs chapter number 24, verse number 10, the Bible says, "If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small." What a time for us to hear a word like this. Are we not in the days of adversity, scarcity, and austerity everywhere? There is scarcity of things. Things are scarce, expensive. The naira, our currency of exchange, has crumbled before the almighty dollar, the almighty pound sterling. Crumbled totally. People are groaning. And many are giving up. Many are even committing suicide. So many are despaired of life. And so the Bible says, in a time of adversity like this, challenges everywhere, you can't even go to the market and come back smiling. It's a problem all over the world, and particularly in this land. But the Bible says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Jesus went through so many things. He faced so many things. But the Bible says he endured those things that he faced, even the cross, because of the joy that was set before him. Jesus was looking forward for a glory that is ahead of him. And because of the glory that is ahead, he endured the cross. Dear listener, there is the need for you to endure whatever suffering, whatever challenge, whatever problems or trouble that may be facing you at the moment. You must ensure that you do not give up, you do not cave in, you do not surrender, you do not compromise your stand, your faith in God. Never give in, never compromise. Challenges like this make many to compromise their stand, to give up on their faith, to bow to the golden image of money, to the golden image of pressure that people are putting on them for survival. But the Bible says Jesus endured the cross. You've got to endure whatever may be coming your way. It's this month, the month of March, as a month of Easter, when we celebrate and remember the death and the resurrection of Jesus. But one thing that took Jesus to the cross and brought him out of the grave was his endurance, the willingness to endure the cross. He endured the sufferings. He endured the shame. He went through those pains because there was something he was going to achieve for mankind. And so the Bible says we must now be looking unto this Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And just like Jesus endured the cross because of the joy that was set before him, you must also be able to envision the joy that is ahead of you. You must have a vision. Something must be set before you. A joy must be set before you. There must be something you are looking forward to. There must be a goal you are aiming at. You must be reaching out to something ahead of you. And as long as you place this vision, the vision of where you are going, of this hope, of this joy, as long as you place this vision before you, it gives you the impetus, it gives you the strength, the spiritual stamina to keep pressing on, because there is a joy ahead of you, and then you are able to endure the cross. You must understand that the quality of your personality and the strength of your character are demonstrated during crisis. This is a crisis period in our nation, and globally, it's a crisis period. But please never forget, always remember that the quality of your personality and the strength of your character are demonstrated at a time like this. The quality of our personality is not revealed when things are good, when things are plenty, when you have progress everywhere, things are working for you, there is no adversity of any kind, there is no scarcity of any kind, then we do not know the quality of your personality at such a time. We do not know the strength of your character when things are smooth and things are easy and things are fantastic. Things are happening around you. You have no challenge. There is no adversity of any kind. We will not be able to know the strength of your character. Don't forget what Solomon said to Hiram in his letter to this king of Tyre. Solomon said, "There was war, there were challenges and battles in the days of my father." And of course, these battles and challenges, these many wars, they revealed the character of David. The Solomon now said, "But now God has given me rest on every side, so that there is no adversity or any evil occurrence." No adversity. And so Solomon's character could not be built because he didn't face anything. Whatever you are facing is part of the raw material God needs to build a very strong character in you. So the strength of your character is demonstrated at a time such as this. And Solomon had no pressure, no challenge, no adversity to compel the building of his character. And so at the face of challenge and adversity, it fell and failed. Solomon fell, Solomon failed, because his character was not built. Never forget, the quality of your personality and the strength of your character are demonstrated during crisis. This is the time that the quality of your personality and the strength of your character will be revealed by the things you are able to endure. It is my prayer that as Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set up before the Lord in glory, that you will also, by reason of the joy that is set before you, the vision that is ahead of you, you will be able to endure the shame, endure the adversity of the hour. You'll be able to press on and not give up or cave in the face of the challenges. And you will also arrive at the place that God has destined for your life in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, Father, I feast my gaze on Christ Jesus. I look unto Jesus and not to any man or any other consideration. And as I look unto Jesus, I receive the strength to press on in the face of the adversity and the challenges of the hour. Lift your voice and pray and receive the grace, dear Father. I fix my gaze on Christ Jesus. And as I do, I receive the strength, I receive the stamina, I receive the grace to press on in the face of the adversities and the challenges of the hour. In the name of Jesus, I will overcome the challenges of this present hour. These challenges will not overcome me. They will not overwhelm me in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, let your grace take me beyond the challenges of this present age. Let your grace make me soar above the troubles, above the storms, above the adversity of this present time. Let your grace take me to my place in glory and in destiny, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that your grace will take me above and beyond the challenges and the adversities of this present age, that your grace will take me above the storms of this present hour, that your grace will take me to my place in glory, in greatness, and in destiny by the power of your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to receive the grace to press on, the grace to endure, and to arrive at your place. I receive the grace to press on. I receive the grace to endure. I receive the grace to arrive at my place by the power of your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I ask that that grace be released unto you now, the grace to endure, the grace to press on in the face of adversity. I pray your strength will not fail. You will overcome the challenges of this present age. You will overcome the trouble of the present hour. Whatever the issues that are confronting you, you will overcome them. The grace to endure, to press on, and get to your place in destiny is released to you now. God's grace will take you above the storms of this present age, above the adversities of the now. Your faith will not fail. You will not be weak in faith. You will not disappoint your Creator. You will make it to your place. Heaven will also approve and applaud you in Jesus' precious name. Get dressed and join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 7:30 a.m. School of the Spirit starts, and by 8:25, 8:30 worship service starts. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very happy Sunday, and the Lord bless you.